Folks, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass, a subscription to our website. You know, we have the show on our homepage every day. It's free, and you can listen to it there. Once the day is done and everyone is in bed and people are... What are you, turning this into Hansel and Gretel? You know what I'm saying. Once the day is done, then it goes behind a paywall and a new show goes up. You can access all those shows behind a paywall with a subscription to our website. It's only, well, it's less than $10 a month for a month. If you want to get a year's subscription, it averages out to less than $7 a month. You can't beat it. It's a beautiful thing. It's the deal of a lifetime. It's the greatest value online other than porn.
50,000 plus hours of the greatest radio and digital content the world has ever known.
Well, no, it's true.
It is true, Miss Gray.
All right, so get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show, and remember, it is the greatest value online other than porn.
Keep that in mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now, the Coach Vernon Dozier Show. It's Do You Need Your Mama? I'm Tyler Tubler. I played quarterback for the Belmar Academy Slaughterhouse for 2 years. Now I'm the sidekick here on a Coach Vernon, aren't I?
Yeah, okay.
I'm the sidekick on a Coach Vernon Dozier Show, Do You Need Your Mama? And now, one of the most intense football minds what the world has ever known, Coach Vernon Dozier.
Thanks a lot, Tyler. It's Tyler Tubler. Tyler was our quarterback at Belmar Academy. And while we had the years you were our quarterback, Tyler, were not very good years, last 2 years. You graduated 21, right?
Well, yeah, 2021 is my senior year.
Okay. They weren't great years in terms of football, but I'll tell you what, you showed up for every game. You played your heart out.
Thanks a lot, Coach. I did the best that I could. I
appreciate it. Tyler and the Tubler family together have been a benefit to Belmar Academy. I'm going to miss Belmar Academy as a head coach, although I can announce tonight, as Mr. Henry asked me. And by the way, Coach Vernon, not Coach.
That's the mistake you always make. Everybody makes that mistake. I'm the coach and you're the general.
This is General Galen Shaw. Do you know General Shaw? Do you know Tyler Tubler?
No, how you do, Tyler?
Oh, hi. I've heard a lot about you, sir.
That's all right. Your name's, again, the name is what?
Tyler Tubler. My father's Tim Tubler.
Okay, what's so funny?
Nothing. It's just that the kid, nothing's funny. The Tubler family has been a big, big benefit to Belmar Academy, and they've been very, very good friends to me. And Tyler, of course, our quarterback last 2 years.
Well, great to have you on the show.
Thanks a lot.
So, Coach General Shaw, I don't know, why do I make that mistake?
I think a lot of people see us as similar personalities, I guess.
Yeah, General Shaw is going to do, for me, what he has often done in the past when I've filled on the Phil Hendry Show. He'll be the co-host to guide the way. And I know we've had our run-ins, General Shaw, but you've always been eminently fair, and I think you've guided this my early efforts at what they call podcasting, right?
Yes, this is technically podcast, although Phil likes to say it's netcasting because we're on the Internet.
Okay, what's podcasting?
Well, podcast, well, can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Podcasting is you're in a pod, you know, and you're...
Yeah, okay.
Well,
podcasting is the same thing. It's just, I suppose they call it podcasting because you have your own individual pod from which you...
I think I understand why Mr. Henry likes to call it netcasting.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, yeah.
So here we are, we're netcasting or podcasting, however you say it. For the first ever, Vernon Dozier, Do You Need Your Mama?
Yeah. Now, I notice a lot of people notice that that's an emotional phrase for you.
It is an emotional phrase. Now, anyone that has, and that's why I wanted to call a show that. Do you need your mama?
Yeah, Coach.
Go ahead, Tyler.
I played for Coach Dozier for 3 years. I was JV and then I was a senior. I mean, I was varsity quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And Coach Dozier is very emotional. He wants a win as bad as can be. And he's proven that he's a winner. And certain things just make you emotional, don't they, Coach?
Yeah, a lot of things do, Tyler. You weren't one of those kids, thank goodness, but we had a lot of kids on the team that I swear they would just as soon go home.
It's hard for you to say the word without feeling emotional. Tell everyone why.
Well, I mean, I did very early on in my tenure on the Phil Hendry Show. I let the audience in on something that... was very embarrassing, but by the same token, needed to be said. My mother.
Oh, that's right. Your mother kind of mollycoddled you.
No, well, more than that. My mother would My mother crossed a few barriers with me that I didn't appreciate. She kissed me on...
Your mother kissed you on the lips and stuff when she dropped you off at school?
Yeah, she did. What are you laughing at?
No, nothing. I mean, but I just was remembering you talking about it.
Yes, she did. And I swore a blood oath then that I would never, ever let anyone think of me as anything other than a stand-up guy, a man that can stand on his own two feet, a man that can go into battle and be relied on as a man. And I didn't need to go anyplace or do anything where I had to bring along my mama. If you need to take a break, Coach, you let us know. I'm fine.
So if I could...
Go ahead, Tyler.
So because those of us that played for Coach Dozier, we recognize that experience with his mother was really debilitating. I think that's the word, is debilitating.
Yeah, debilitating, yeah.
Yeah. It was debilitating and it was damaging to his self-worth and his image of himself when he looked at himself, not just in a mirror, but like if he just was there and he's looking down, you know, looking himself up and down.
Yeah, it's his self-view of himself.
Well, yeah, his self-view of himself was damaged when his mom dropped him off and kissed him.
And it wasn't so much she kissed me on the mouth, but she'd always be like...
She'd like fix your collar.
Yeah, she's fixing my clothes. And a lot of times would dress me... Oh, boy.
Your mom, Coach Dozier's mother, sent him off to school in shorts.
Yeah, she sent me off to school. A lot of kids wear shorts.
Not with dress shoes? I don't think so.
Yeah, she sent me off to school. I can do this, Tyler. Appreciate you, you know, helping me out, but I got to stand on my own two feet.
I understand.
My mother would drop me off, kiss me on the mouth, send me off to school. Go ahead. Send me off to school in shorts with dress shoes and knee socks. I had to wear one of those beanies.
You're kidding me. Was this in California?
This is in Texas. San Antonio, Texas.
Jesus.
And the little book bag. So everything that you can do to a young man to make him feel like he's his mama, he needs his mama, that my mother did to me.
Now, how old were you at the time?
Yeah, was it like middle school, Coach?
It was around middle school. I finally got free of my mother my sophomore year. I just said, don't do it, Mom. Just knock it off. And so I moved out. I moved in with an older brother for the last 2 years of high school, and I told myself that I would do everything I could, everything in my power, to show them all that I didn't need my mommy.
Why do you exaggerate that?
It just comes out that way. I can't.
Yeah, Coach has a difficult time. You never were able to control that, so you just don't.
I don't control it anymore. The flow and flood of emotion that I feel when I think about any of my players, any of my friends, and most especially when I think about me needing my mama.
That's it's almost an involuntary reaction.
Yeah, it is. I have no control over it.
So you can't control when you go, Mommy, that just...
It just flows out of me. And I can't... And that's the damage my mother did to me more than anything else. I'm going to bring on the program here a gentleman a lot of you know. His name is Stephen Bozell.
Oh, yeah. Steve says he had a real ball-busting mother.
Yeah. And Mr. Bozell probably knows better than anybody that Mr. Henry's had on his program about the... A controlling mother, I guess, is the best way I can put it. Mr. Bozell, welcome to the Do You Need Your Mama?
I can hear how you're trying to hold it back there, Coach. I know what you're going through.
So you understand what I'm saying?
I understand entirely what you're saying. I was able to overcome the effects of my mother, so I'm able to say the word mother. Are you even able to say the word mother?
I can say mother, but when it comes to the emotional aspect of saying, Mama, you see, I can't.
You can't control how you say it.
I can't. Now, I know you're a Southerner. I come from Texas. Where are you from?
I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. And of course, in the South, we're all raised to be particularly tough guy and rednecky and all that stuff. Did you get that as a kid?
Yeah, I did. I got that. My mother was a real ball breaker, though. She called my father, his name was Deldon. She used to call him the Deldo or Del, the Deldonic. And I used to say, Mom, that's not fair. And she used to look at me and just go, you know, Steve, why don't you... And she used to look at me and just say, Steve, there's the door. Why don't you just slink right out underneath it? Until finally I just said, and this was the thing that broke the spell for me, and I don't know if you ever tried this, but it scared people. But I went into her room. I got one of her dresses, pantyhose, shoes, even her underwear, and one of her wigs, and I dressed up.
And you dressed up, and you're kidding me.
What are you talking about?
Okay. By the way, this is Tyler Tubler.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
I dressed up like my mom. I dressed up fully, and I walked up to her, and I said, you like what you see? And she's looking me up and down scared. I said, do you like what you see? Because this is what you're making me. And I began to kind of sashay around the living room. I got the keys to her car. I drove into town. I walked up and down the streets, waving at the guys.
You got to be putting me on.
No, I swear. I did. I did all of that to make the point to her and say, this is what you made me do. And at that time, I was 17. I already had grown a little wisp of a mustache. So I'm walking around the streets in Knoxville with a women's wig, pantyhose, a skirt, women's shoes, women's high heels, and a purse, a pocketbook, with a mustache.
So let me ask you something.
Did people yell at you and stuff? And
Steve, you never told us this story.
No, I've never have. But Coach Dozier has so inspired me with his story that I want to let you know. And yeah, people did yell at me, Tyler. But I will tell you this much. It broke the spell. My mother said another word to me again. She never tried to break my you-know-whats again. Never, you know, called me, hey, here's my second. I had a sister, Kathleen. She used to say, I've got two girls, Kathleen and Steve here. And I used to...
What'd you do? You just took it from her?
I used to just take it. Until I got into this women's clothing, I started sashaying about and prancing about and going, you know, waving at the guys. And she finally just said, man, I don't want to know about it. And she crawled into a bottle for the next 3 years, but I was free.
So you had to almost put your mother through some kind of an emotional shock.
That's precisely what I did.
Well, I don't know if that would have worked for me because... I maybe it would have.
Could you imagine you dressing up in a...
Yeah, I don't see you, Coach, dressing up in women's clothing.
Well, but you see me doing it?
Obviously, you did it.
So?
Well, why would... I mean, you know, you did do it.
Yeah, I did do it. I didn't think people would... That makes sense. That's Steve Bozell.
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying that you did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Steve, Steve, you married a young lady, your wife April... who is a beautiful woman. I've seen pictures of her. And Sally, is she there right now?
Yeah, April. Yeah.
Just ask her. I'd like to sit down with her someday and ask her if you're the kind of man that relies on her, that hangs all over her, you know, that you're somebody, like if you played for me, that you'd be somebody needing mama, you know?
But April, honey, do you, that guy that talks funny? It's Coach Dozier. He's talking about his mama. Yeah. Honey, am I always asking about you? Am I always saying I need my mama, stuff like that? No, not too much, you know, but I'd kick your ass if you did.
So what I'm hearing from April there is that she just wouldn't put up with that at all.
No, she would not put up with that. If I started coming around her and saying, ooh, honey, you know, I'm scared. I don't want to go to work today. Would you please make me some orange juice and put it in a sippy cup for me so I can sit and watch cartoons?
Yep. Well, I mean, I'm not... What man would do that?
Exactly. What man would do that?
All right. Well, I can tell you, Steve, you took the bull by the horns in your life. I went the other way. I became a football coach.
Well, you just left home.
I did. I left home and went into football and tried to leave all of it behind. But then what happened to me was, here come all these players.
Yeah, a lot of guys came in. Hi, Mr. Basel. This is Tyler Tubler.
Yeah, Tyler.
A lot of guys came into the program, our football program at Belmar Academy, and like Coach says, they needed their mama, you know.
Do you kind of mimic your coach in the way you think about those guys?
Yeah, you kind of do, because I admire Coach Dozier a lot. And when he talks about a lot of these guys come in, all they need is their mama.
Yeah, I got a few guys on the team that understand where I'm coming from.
What kind of mother do you have, Tyler?
Well, I mean, right now I'm using my mother's maiden name. My name is Tyler Tubler, but I'm using the name Boothby.
That's your mother's maiden name?
Yeah, because my old man, I was living with him now. I'm living with my mom.
And you don't feel like you're getting your balls? Jesus.
You feel like you're getting your balls broken doing that?
No, not really, no. I'm just, you know, I'm biding my time slowly and carefully.
Okay, well, what I had to do, though, is I had to dress up as a...
So you dressed up as your mother, walked around the streets of Knoxville, and that finally just drove her into a bottle and you were able to escape.
That's correct, yeah.
Stephen Bozell has been my guest, and for being a guest here on the Coach Vernon Dozier You Need Your Mama show.
Jesus, that's scary.
Yeah, it just burps out of me. We've got a six-pack of Mountain Dew. Okay?
That it?
What do you mean, is that it? Yeah, that's it.
I thought there'd be some...
Wasn't there going to be some beer or something?
No, we can't give out no beer.
Can't give out any beer, Steve. We can only give out a soft drink. You want Mountain Dew or do you want 7-Up?
No, I'll take the Mountain Dew.
All right.
Thanks a lot for being on the program, Steve Bozell.
Thanks a lot.
So there you go. Here on Do You Need Your Mama? Right here on the Coach Vernon Dozier, Do You Need Your Mama?
Now, that's very interesting that you're unable to say the word mama without exaggerating it like that.
Yeah, that's the depth of the trauma that I suffered. Just the depth of me trying to get away from the apron strings of my mother.
Now, a lot of guys... you know, their mothers, it's in Steve Bozell's case, a lot of guys are trying to get away from their mothers, try something extreme, as he did, like getting dressed up. Did you ever try anything like that at all?
No, I didn't. I just, I found myself just reacting in an angry way to anybody that I saw, anyone on the team. And you know this, Tyler, because we had a few guys, the Sneed twins.
Yeah, the Sneed twins were... Their mom was coming to all the practices and everything like that.
Yeah, it was driving me nuts. And I'd say to them, hey, Sneeds, Sneed 1 and 2. I used to call them Sneed 1 and 2 or by their names, you know. I'd say, come on over here. Do you guys really want me to believe that you need your mommy? And I'd say it like that. And neither one of these guys were good guys. They were stand-up guys. Their mother kind of hung around a lot. And I finally said, look, you got two good boys here. But with you hanging around, it looks like they need their mama, 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 mama.
Now, hold on. I want people to understand something. Mama, mama, mama. Hold on. Easy, Coach, easy.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I want people to understand that this is a neuro, some kind of a neural tic that you have, that you can't say the name mama.
I have a problem that is not unlike Tourette's when it comes to the word
mama.
Because of the trauma that I suffered.
Now, you were not, I don't have to say this, were you sexually abused?
No, I was not. No, I was not. Unless you call, you know, my mother kissed me on the lips.
Okay, so you just can't say mama?
I can't, I just, you know, my mother dressing me up in Buster Browns with knee-high socks.
So that was traumatic enough so that when you try to say the name or the word mama.
Yeah, it comes burping out of me pretty bad. Again, I want to thank Stephen Bozell for being on the program. I want to bring on now Father James McCorders.
Wait, I just want to want people to understand. The name of this show is what?
See, now you just want to hear me say
it. Yeah, we've got to, you know, give an example of how you don't have no control over it.
How I don't have any control over it, okay? Look, you went to, I know I coached you in football, but you also went to the school and you learned to speak like an educated man, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
So I don't have any control, not no control.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, so, but I mean, what Tyler was going to say is you have like this inability to control how you say the word mama, and yet the name of the program is Do You Need Your Mama?
Yeah, well, that was something that I agreed with Mr. Henry. See, That's the other problem I have. I can't say Mr. Henry.
So you lisp the word Mr.?
No, it's only when I say Mr. Henry. I can say, for instance, Mr. Shaw or General Shaw. I can say Mr. Tubler, but I can't say Mr. Henry.
What is that about?
I don't know. There's any number of problems that I've got.
All right.
But to answer your question, yeah, the name of this show...
You can do it, Coach. Go ahead.
The name of this show...
Try and control it.
Okay. The name of this show is Do You Need Your...
It's almost like Liar, Liar. Yeah, it reminds me of the movie Liar, Liar, where he couldn't tell a lie.
Isn't that nice? This is a little bit... First of all, it ain't a movie that we're in right now. Second of all, it's a little more severe than some guy that can't tell a lie, you know, or whatever the name of that. Well, how did that go?
Yeah, in Liar, Liar, he no longer could tell a lie.
I don't know anything about it. I'm just telling you that the profound effect of the way I was treated by my mother... You know, you hear about Steve Bozell dressing up like a girl and walking through downtown Knoxville. My mother...
Did your mother put you in a dress?
She never put me in a dress, no. But she did my hair.
Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me or something?
No. She did my hair and makeup.
Look at both of you guys, Bozell and you, had very inappropriate, neurotic, dare I say, psychotic mothers.
My mother was not psychotic, okay? She didn't hear voices. She wasn't seeing things. She was overly protective of me. Because she didn't have a whole lot of respect for my dad. And I guess she didn't have a whole lot of respect for men. So
this was just some kind of... Your mother was like some kind of a whacked out Baby Jane or something, huh?
Baby Jane? What are you talking... What are you talking about?
What's Baby Jane? It was an old movie.
All right, let's get on the program now. We have Father James McQuarters here on Do You Need Your Ma? Father James McQuarters.
God, that was the worst one yet.
Hold on. Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy. You're on your way over to the school right now, Father.
I'm driving to the school right now because we have some parent-teacher meetings that I have to be a part of, yes.
First of all, Father McQuarters, I want to thank you so much for backing me up and for helping me all those years at Belmar Academy.
Well, you're a fine football coach. We're sorry to see you go. But I know that the pressure was mounting. We're glad that we still have you on staff as a teacher. I don't know if you made the announcement or not.
I've sort of intimated at it.
So you're going to be staying on.
Yeah, Coach Dozier's going to be staying on at Belmar. Hey, Father McQuarters, it's Tyler Tubler.
Yeah, how are you? I hope you succeed in your life as a non-student better than you did with... Are you not doing anything right now, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm doing... I mean, I'm at home right now. I'm just kind of right now biding my time.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just basically staying at home. I'm watching some television, you know.
Watching television. So anyway, let's just move on from that.
But I think your support for Coach Dozier.
Yeah, right. It's great.
I'm glad that he's staying on as a teacher.
Yes, we're glad that he's staying on as a teacher as well, Tyler. So, Coach, thank you for being a part of our school.
Well, one of the reasons why I came on here with this new podcast.
And what's it called again?
It's called Do You Need Your Mama?
Yeah, I always get a kick out of that.
What, are you making him do that on purpose?
Yeah, I get a kick out of him not being able to say mama.
Coach, don't take the bait.
I'm not take. Look, I know how.
You know, it's just funny to me.
Yeah, it may be funny to you. Father McQuarters, I appreciate the support you gave me. But let's be very honest about something. You know, you had your fun.
What are you talking about?
You had your fun. You loved to poke fun at me. You liked to watch me when I was near a heart attack out there on the field. Because when I was out there, during all those very, very tough summers, all those hot summers, those two-a-days and those camps, and I'm bringing in those kids and trying to get them to play football, you'd be standing there on the sideline. You'd be standing there off to the side with an ice cream cone, and you'd have a big ice-cold Slurpee. And
I wasn't doing it on purpose.
No, but I told myself, I wasn't sure. You weren't doing it on purpose, but I told myself that I was going to stand there. I was going to coach those kids. I was not going to allow myself to be weakened by you drinking a Slurpee, eating ice cream cones, icing yourself down.
Yeah. So that's why you didn't, you know, you told yourself and you told the players that you didn't need your mama, right?
I told myself and I told my players, I don't have anybody on this team or on this field that needs their mommy.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I can't control it.
Yeah, Coach Dozier has a difficult time controlling how he says mama.
Yeah, well, you don't say it too good either, Tubler.
Well, you know something? I'm really glad that I'm out of that school, because all you ever like to do is walk around breaking people's castanets.
I walked around and I broke the chops of people that needed it. And I can tell you, you're a good man, Coach Dozier. I'm glad I had you on my side, because kids like Tubler, this guy, if you couldn't play football, Tyler, I'm not exactly sure what you're good for. I don't know. What were you planning on doing? You're not in school, are you?
No, I'm not in school right now, but I am thinking I'm going to do a tryout. I want to have a tryout with the Rams.
Are you nut? Are you listening to this?
Now, look, Tyler, you are in no position to have a tryout with the Rams.
I think I got just as good an arm. Look, you know, if I could get their number 3 slot or something.
I'm not going to get their number 3 slot. Are you out of your mind? You must be out of your mind.
No, you're not going to get in their number 3 slot. You need to go back. You got to go to college, okay? You graduated from high school. What college are you going to go to?
Well, I'm going to go to a JC or something.
Yeah, you do that. Go to PCC. Better yet, why don't you quit football and take up bowling or something like that?
You're always trying to break my balls.
That sounds like a good thing, son. Go to PCC, Glendale College. Get a little bit of college ball under your belt.
Yeah, get some college ball under your belt. And
college ball, like junior college ball?
Yeah, junior college ball. You any third or four-year schools that wanted you? You didn't get one letter from one four-year school, did you?
I got a letter of rejection from...
You got a letter of rejection from where?
I got a letter of rejection from UC Santa something.
UC Santa something. Santa Cruz?
No.
Santa Barbara?
No.
Santa Diego?
Yeah, that was at Santa Diego.
There's no Santa Diego.
There's no Santa Diego, son.
Well, it was one of those schools.
Anyway, Coach Dozier, I wish you the very best. I thank you very much for the years that you gave us at Belmar Academy. And to all of the great fans of Belmar and Coach Dozier, thank you for your support as well.
Well, I wanted you to stop by so I could officially thank you for the time. But I will be back as a teacher.
And you'll be teaching social studies as well as history and senior class advisor. And it would help if you could do some in the science department, too.
I'll stay on.
Listen to you. I'll
stay on as long as I can, okay?
Yeah, okay.
There goes Father James McCorders.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Father James McCorders, a headmaster at Belmar Academy here. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and you're listening to Do You Need Your Mama?
We're going to have to rename this.
I think we're going to have to rename it because I can't say that phrase. Wow.
A lot of stuff comes up, huh?
Yeah, a lot of stuff comes up. One of the things I insisted on, all of my football players needed to be tough. I didn't want anybody out there that couldn't take the heat. I didn't want anybody out there that couldn't take the thirst. I didn't want anybody out there that couldn't take the hours that we had to put in. I didn't want anybody out there that got uncomfortable in the equipment. None of that. And I certainly didn't want anybody out there that didn't want to get hit. Because football, as Vince Lombardi said once, is blocking and tackling. Blocking and tackling. That is the fundamental of football. Blocking, tackling. Okay? If you can't do that, then you should run home to your mama.
Jesus, forget it. Coach Vernon Dozier, and this is Do You Need Your Mama?
Yes, the Coach Vernon Dozier Do You Need Your Mama show.
Yeah.
You all right?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep doing this.
Well, it is interesting that you aren't able to say the word mama without an emotional burst of some kind.
Yeah, it
does it have to do with the fact that she did your hair?
Look, my mother did my hair, but Steve Bozell dressed in his mother's clothing, and he doesn't have a hard time saying, Mama.
No, he doesn't, but every time you say that word,
yeah, I think it's going to be problematic.
I don't know. I've got Phil Henry on the phone right now.
Who?
Phil Henry is on the phone. Yeah, Phil.
Hey, thanks very much, General. Hey, Coach Dozier, the inability for you to say the word mama, is this is chronic?
Yeah, when you say chronic, what do you mean?
I mean, each and every time you can't say mama.
It's hard for me. Yeah, I can say the word, sure. But emotions begin to brew inside of me. When I think about all these weak little babies that can't take the heat, can't take hitting, can't take sticking, can't take all of the... all they want to do is run home to their mama, 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 mama,
mama.
It's taking up too much time, Coach.
It takes up a lot of time, and it detracts away from what it is you're trying to say.
I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, can you shorten it up or something?
Can I shorten up what?
Can you just say welcome to the... Just say this. Welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier, Do You Need Your Mama Show.
Welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier, Do You Need Your Mama Show.
Jesus.
Thanks, Phil.
I mean, I don't know.
All right, there goes Phil Henry. So, one more vote of confidence.
I don't think anybody is saying don't do the show. And in fact, I'm not even sure we dislike the fact that you can't say mama without this burst of emotion. But at some point, Coach, you're going to need to get a little bit more of a control over that emotional response, because we want people to listen to this show and find a way to overcome some of these weaknesses they have. Young men being mama's boys.
Okay, I mean, that's a good point. But I always felt that if I could say to a young man, do you want to be a football player or do you want to be a mama boy, I could get through to him. And
yeah, you wouldn't want, he would be embarrassed.
Yeah, he would be embarrassed, because all he'd be a crawling little na 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 boy. And
yeah, I mean, it's a good point, Coach. It's a very good point.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Tyler. Hey, Tyler, is your name Tubler or Boothby or Tuberville? What's your name?
My name is Tubler. I mean, but my mom's maiden name is Boothby.
And you don't feel like you're some kind of a mama boy, do you?
No, I don't.
Why would he be a mama's boy?
He's taken his mother's maiden name. He's taken the maiden name of his mama, 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 mama. That's nuts. That is nuts.
Oh, yeah, but going mama, 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 that's not nuts. You sound like you're part chimpanzee, you know?
I sound like what?
Coach, listen, this has been educational. This has been a trip down the sometimes dark hallways of compromised mental health. We do think you'll be able to overcome this.
Wait. What do you think is wrong with me? I'm fine, okay?
Yeah, but you can't say mama.
I have a hard time with the word mama. That's, and you've heard the reasons, but listen, folks. Thank you for listening to Do You Need Your Mama?
See the way you say it?
I don't need a lot of people crawling all over me, telling me how to do it, because they don't know how to do it themselves. All they want is to go home to their mommy and have themselves a glass of...
Like a glass of chocolate milk or something.
Yeah. You know what? I think this is a bad idea.
Coach, you're doing a great job.
I think it was a bad idea, okay? Just never mind. I think it was a bad idea.
The Coach Vernon Dozier Show. Do You Need Your Mama? I'm Tyler Boothby, along with General Galen Shaw and Coach Vernon Dozier.
Thanks a lot. Join me again next time for another edition of Do You...
Go ahead.
Do You Need Your Mama? Coach Vernon Dozier's Do You Need Your Mama Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.